An estimated 50,000 people filled the streets of downtown Phoenix yesterday to march for teachers and school staff across the state. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Casey Kuhn and Mariana Dale report how educators walked out of class and to the Capitol while parents found alternatives for their children.
Teachers say it's been years and years of chronically underfunded classrooms that led to them walking out.
My school right now, even though it's a new school, we don't even have a library because they can't fund it.
Jessalyn Shavira works in the Liberty Elementary School District in Buckeye. She says it's time to disrupt classes in a way that will actually help her students, like walking out.
Whenever it rains, it would flood and we'd have to move classes and disrupt the classroom. It's been disrupted for 10 years now.
High school students and families joined teachers in support. The mood was controlled as the crowd gathered at Chase Field before walking almost 2 miles through downtown. Watching the crowd pass was Nivaldo Morales and his wife. They met on the job at the Phoenix Elementary School District. His wife, a teacher, would be included under Governor Doug Ducey's plan to raise teacher salaries 20% by 2020. Morales, a math coach, would not.
I think it's very unfair. We're working as hard as we can. And we're not getting the support from the legislature and the governor.
A state representative said Thursday a majority of Republican leaders in the House have agreed to support Ducey's pay raise plan, but the details still need to be worked out. At the Capitol, Noah Carvelas with Arizona Educators United called for teachers to speak out for what they want.
This movement was born out of the experience of looking into our students' eyes and knowing that our state, the people who sit in this building, do not fund their success. That's what started this movement. That's why we're here.
Arizona legislators adjourned until Monday. Thursday's rally ended early due to heat. Mariana Dale reports on how community members have stepped up to support the teachers and their students.
Isabel Martinez dressed her daughters in red polo shirts and brought them out to the Capitol.
I know that my daughter's teacher does Uber Eats until late at night just so she can make ends meet, and that's just not fair.
Her mother has also been an instructional assistant for more than 30 years and makes just over $12 an hour.
There's no way someone could survive with that paycheck. I mean, it's I don't know how she does it.
In other parts of the valley, parents scrambled to figure out what to do with their kids while they worked. Churches, schools, and nonprofits provided free or low-cost childcare. Daniel Wise dropped his son Elijah off at the Tempe Family YMCA.
You okay, buddy? Okay, I love you.
Wise's son is one of an estimated 850,000 students affected by the walkout.
It did throw a little wrench in our plans, but I understand why they're doing it, and I applaud them. It's different, but they deserve what they deserve.
Arizona Educators United outlined 5 demands, including an immediate 20% pay increase, more money for support staff, and annual raises. Governor Doug Ducey countered with a promise to increase teachers' salaries 20% by 2020. Educators rejected the proposal, calling it unsustainable. The YMCA reports it served 250 kids Thursday and plans to stay open extra hours until the strike ends. It's a comfort to parents like Yesenia Andrade. Her son's dad stayed home with him Thursday, but if the strike stretches on, she'll need to find another solution.
If we need to do this to support the teachers, I gotta do what I gotta do.
Andrade says she's behind the educators, 100%.
If I was being demoted and being like not giving the raise that I deserve, I will be doing the same thing.
The Tempe Elementary School, where her son goes, is closed through Friday. With the end of the strike unclear, the district can't promise families when it will reopen. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Phoenix.